From newsounds.org, this is the Soundcheck Podcast. Here at newsounds.org, we still can't have live guests in our studios, so for these Soundcheck Podcasts, we're doing a mix of remote performances and some memorable sessions from our archives. This is one of the latter, and for this one, we take you back to 2015. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. The Becca Stevens Band is a quartet led by singer and guitarist Becca Stevens. There, that wasn't so hard. But if you try and describe what kind of band it is, well, then things get a bit tricky. Becca and the band often perform in jazz venues, but they're also doing a folk music gig in Chicago. Becca has sung with several contemporary classical and avant-garde composers, and her own songs have drawn comparisons to indie rocker St. Vincent and to Joni Mitchell. Plus, there's that cover of Frank Ocean's song, Thinking About You, that you were just hearing in the background. So maybe the best way to answer the question, what kind of band is this, is to just let them play. Which is exactly what we're going to do. Their most recent album is called Perfect Animal, and this opening song is called Imperfect Animal. It's the Becca Stevens Band, live on Soundcheck.
So that I'm still the muse when you write. I wanna take it easy on my inner child, break out and bite the hand that holds me down, and take my cues from the horse's mouth. I wanna
defies design to be a pair.
That is the Becca Stevens Band, live on Soundcheck with their song Imperfect Animal, from the album called Perfect Animal. Becca Stevens singing and playing the guitar, Liam Robinson at our piano and keyboards as well, Chris Tordini on bass, and Jordan Pearlson behind our drum kit, both Liam and Chris supporting vocals as well. Becca, good to see you.
Good to see you too, Jonathan.
Welcome to Soundcheck. I can't help but notice that your album title promises us a perfect animal, but the actual song delivers a very imperfect one. Well, did you forget between titling and writing the song what you would...
Yeah, I totally forgot. I didn't think about it at all. No, the album itself, to me, is a perfect animal, even with all of its imperfections, which is included in the meaning of the song. And the process itself of... making the record was at times a labor of love, but then in the end, all of that striving for perfection and coming up short, and all the struggle and the hardships and everything, in the end, made it exactly what it is, and I wouldn't want it to be any different. Mm. So,
what's your home turf musically? What did you grow up with?
I grew up, my dad's a musician, my mom and dad are both musicians, and my dad's a composer, and so I grew up listening to his music, performing his music, and listening to a lot of Irish folk, Appalachian music, classical music, and other just really weird stuff that seemed normal to me at the time.
So what kind, your dad was a contemporary classical composer, is a contemporary?
You could say that. Like me, it's hard to pin him into one genre.
Yeah. What's his name?
William Stevens.
Okay.
And my brother's also a composer named William Stevens.
Well, that's not too confusing.
My dad's James William Stevens. My brother's William Robert Stevens.
Okay.
But my dad currently does a lot of sacred choral music and string writing. But when we were kids, he wrote operas and musicals and orchestral music and all kinds of stuff.
So when you were old enough, you became like the trial voice for a lot of these
things? When I was old enough, which was 2 years old, I became a tune mammal, which is the name of the band that we were in as kids was called the Tune Mammals. And so I was, at 2 years old, I was singing and holding up props and playing percussion and stuff.
Yeah. So from a tune mammal to a perfect animal, you know, it's all part of the same
journey. Nicely done.
You've done a lot of different things in all these different areas, but one that you did last year that caught a lot of people's attention was the Lauren Nero compilation.
Would you love to love me, baby? I would love to love you, baby. Would you love to love me, baby? I would love to love you, baby. Now, baby, now. Mama, it's my pain.
Were you familiar with her songs before that?
You know, I wasn't. There had been a handful of times when someone had come up to me after a show and said, "You must listen to Lauren Nero." And I said, "No, I keep meaning to check her out." And so for a long time, I had this piece of paper on my desk that said Lauren Nero. And this project with Billy will forever be Billy Childs will forever be a lesson for me to check out the pieces of paper that I leave on my desk for years at a time, because her music is just absolutely amazing.
Yeah. And, you know, she was kind of a contemporary of Joni Mitchell in her early days.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep seeing people comparing some of your songs, at least, to Joni Mitchell. Was that something playing in the house when you were younger, too?
Not so much from my dad, but I definitely found my way to her music in middle school and high school. I was really into her early music. And it's only now am I really getting into everything that she's done. I mean, there's such a huge collection.
And another person who sort of straddled that fence between folk and jazz and pop.
Absolutely.
She did that great jazz record about Mingus.
Oh my gosh, it's such a great
completely underrated record.
Yeah.
But also underrated as a guitarist, and until you as a guitarist try and play along with her songs, and you're like, what the heck is she doing?
Mm-hmm.
So do you, as a guitarist, I mean, are you into alternate tunings?
I always have been. And then after I studied classical guitar, I had an injury that made bar chords very uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And I started...
For folks who aren't guitarists, a bar chord is when you put your index finger across all six strings.
Uh-huh. And I didn't want to stop. So I found ways of changing the strings to make... I also prefer the way that it sounds, and I always have. When I'm writing a song, if I really like the sound of all the open strings ringing, mm-hmm. so the unfretted strings to have these gorgeous colors ringing through. It makes for a lot of dead time in live shows, but I think it's worth it.
Well, that's what banter is for, you know?
That's what Liam Robinson is for.
Okay. Little piano noodling in between songs?
No, he's a very funny guy.
Ah, okay. We're speaking with Becca Stevens, the Becca Stevens Band. The album is called Perfect Animal. Now, you played guitar in the first song, but you're about to switch to the charango.
Right.
Which is a South American, Latin American instrument traditionally made out of an armadillo shell.
Mm-hmm.
You have a... No animals lost their lives in the making of your charango, apparently.
No imperfect animals.
And so this is the thing that almost sounds like a ukulele on the first track on the record, right?
Yeah. It could sound like a mandolin to some people.
Or a mandolin, yeah, because it's a double strung instrument,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
All right, so this is the song called I Ask. Do you want to do it for us?
Should I go over there?
You should. Becca Stevens with us on Soundcheck, the Becca Stevens Band. The album is called Perfect Animal. On the record, this is the lead-off track. It's called I Asked, but here is a live performance of it in the Soundcheck studio.
One, two, three. My love, what do you need?
Song is called I Asked. It's the Becca Stevens Band live on Soundcheck, with Becca this time playing the charango, double-strung mandolin-like instrument from Latin America, and singing. Liam Robinson, vocals and keyboards. Chris Tardini, vocals and bass. Jordan Pearlson, drums and percussion. The album's called Perfect Animal. It's out now, and while Becca straps on the guitar for this next song, Becca, this latest record, you approached it a little differently vis-a-vis the studio from the preceding one. Did that expand the kind of palette of sounds that you wanted from the quartet as well?
You know, yeah, the short answer is yes.
Yeah, okay, because, I mean, there are, for example, the song you just played, I Asked,
yeah.
Very dramatic opening on the record because, you know, Liam's got these kind of electric keyboard chords that are just kind of, their entrance is something that you feel as well
yeah.
as hear. And that seemed to be a little bit maybe of a different sound.
Definitely. Liam, he wasn't playing keyboard, I think, on the Weightless tours. And Jordan is playing a lot more full drum kit on this record, whereas on Weightless it was mostly cajon and percussion. And now I'm leaning more towards like an electric style on the guitar in some ways. And we've been talking about getting Chris on electric bass. So it's headed in that direction.
Okay. You've sung with Tim O'Andrus, who is a young but very gifted classical composer.
That's right.
You've also sung with Aya Nishina and written music with Ambrose Akinmusare. So what do you take away from those kinds of experiences, which on the surface at least seem to be very different from the experience of singing and writing your own songs?
It's just a lot of fun. You brought up Aya Nishina, and she's one of my best friends too. And working with her in the studio was such a gift. She's just an absolutely incredible human being. And, it was so much fun because I love layering my own voice. Mm-hmm. I love doubling my own voice and, singing crunchy harmonies against my own voice. And, that's what that was times 20. Working with Ambrose was a treat. He gave me ultimate freedom. I mean, he just said, for the inspiration of this song, I want it to come from the perspective of a homeless person. That was it. And boom, my brain was just started going wild with stories that I could follow.
I imagine you doing simple. Like humming one part of a song that you like, singing out the words that move you.
Yeah, it's a great song. Ambrose, when he was here on Soundcheck, we heard a little bit of it. Ed was the name of the guy, right?
Yeah, which I didn't know, actually, until after I'd written the song. And it was really strange because there are all these parallels between the real person who inspired him to say that and then the person that I created.
Really?
Yeah, it was really strange.
Wow.
And I thought it was cool that he didn't tell me anything more and that somehow we still met in the middle.
And I, of course, assumed that you had gotten the whole story and that's why the song came out the way it did. Well, so now that you've got the guitar back on and it's all tuned up for this next song, this tune is called Be Still, which, despite its title, has a kind of restless quality, especially rhythmically. What's going on here?
I think Be Still is the mantra or the what I'm asking myself to do to counteract that restless feeling.
Becca Stevens Band, live on Soundcheck.
One. My grounded love, with your calm clarity, what if mine ain't enough for the love that you need? charity, what if mine ain't enough for the love that you need? My tongue gets tied and you're clear when you speak. Your roots plant your feet and I'm lost. Your roots plant your feet and I'm lost in the... Your roots plant your feet and I'm lost in the trees. My grounded love with your calm clarity, what if mine ain't enough for the love that you need? My tongue gets tied and you're clear when you speak. Your roots plant your feet and I'm lost. Your roots plant your feet and I'm lost in the... Your roots plant your feet and I'm lost in the trees. Be still.
That's called Be Still, and the Becca Stevens Band with another live performance here in the Soundcheck studio of a song that appears on their most recent album called Perfect Animal. Becca, did you mentioned you studied classical guitar.
I did.
But you're playing a steel string.
That's right.
Any particular, do you just like the sound of it better?
For our very first handful of shows, I was playing on a classical guitar. But I didn't like the way that it cut through the band, so I went back to my roots. I learned how to play guitar on my dad's acoustic guitars.
Mm-hmm. On a steel string.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it sounds great. You sound great.
Are you a guitar player?
I am, yes.
Uh-huh.
Not like that, though.
Oh,
nicely done.
Thanks so much.
The record sounds terrific. Becca, thank you so much for bringing the band in and playing for
us today. Thank you so much for having us. It was really fun.
This is Soundcheck.
It is foolish to have wisdom and folly too.
been listening to an episode of the Soundcheck podcast from our archives. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our producer is Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer. You can see and hear much more on our website. Check it out at newsounds.org. Judgment. Until the heart